time, it's never fun to lose, but when you're at state tournament, that makes it a little easier, I would guess. Pretty tough team you played against today.
Yeah, you know, we were the number 8 seed, and we got a powerhouse, you know, 2-time defending state champs, and they have a lot of weapons. You know, they have a pitcher that throws the ball well, and shortstop that can run like the wind, and just to play them a good game was great, you know, and we had our chances. You know, as I told the girls, it wasn't over. You know, even in the 7th, we still had a chance, so we felt good about what we did and played as hard as we could.
Yeah, and you had some kids that got the ball up in the jet stream a little bit.
Yeah, you know, you can't say enough about how Haley hits. You know, so a pitcher who was going to Virginia, and she hits a single, double, and a home run, and it doesn't get much better than that off a D1 pitcher.
I said that. I think Haley's probably hit as well as anybody in her team, especially over the last 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, she's one of those. She's such a perfectionist because she was coming in. She came in today exactly 500. So now she hit over 500 for the year. And she has been really on a hot streak lately. But if she makes an out, she's mad at herself. Which, you know, you gotta love a kid like that. That if they make an out, that they're mad, and that's kind of the way she is.
What'd you tell the kids afterwards?
Oh, just how proud of them we were. You know, all the coaches, you know, this was a group that they all got along. They supported each other the whole season. They were on the bench or on the field. You know, they got along. They were just a great group to be around.